This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today's global trade tidbit comes via the Wall Street Journal. The paper reports U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are going to Beijing next week for another round of trade talks. Then the main Chinese delegation is coming here the week after. The causal factor, of course, is President Trump's tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports and his threat to do more. But amid all the tariff news, it is easy to forget there are plenty of other import duties being imposed right now, including the ones on steel and aluminum that went into effect about a year ago. As we have said many, many, many times on this program, American consumers are the ones paying those tariffs, and that, in turn, takes a toll on the people running American businesses. So for today's installment of our series, My Economy, a voice you have heard here maybe before, someone whose business depends on imported steel and who has now had to deal with nearly a year of those tariffs.
My name is Sam Desai. I'm the vice president at RM Metals in South Plainfield, New Jersey. When it came about on March 8th, they made the announcement, and it started on March 23rd. We were shocked to see it. We had a vessel with metal on it that instead of arriving on the 22nd, it arrived on 23rd because of weather. And we ended up paying $70,000 in tariffs at the time, and many customers did not want to pay it. The whole conversation was, how do we share the tariff? And that's where, you know, our margins basically are gone. I've talked about the tariffs with family members who hear about the tariffs and are all worried about it. I find myself working more than I was before. I'm not sure if this is how the new business model is, that you have to work, you know, more hours, keep thinking about different factors and issues out there. But I try to do my best to separate the home life and the work life. But sometimes it's very hard because of the regular flow of how things have become today. Definitely, I do come in on the weekends and whenever time permits to work. And I do miss certain events if I have to. I was in India just recently and, I could not visit all my family. Instead, I was, you know, visiting customers and suppliers. And, you know, that's kind of sad that we go so far and because of timing, we come back and not have the time to visit our own family members.
Sam Desai, trying to get by in this economy. This series only happens because of you, you know. So please share your story with us. You can do that at marketplace.org.